Friends of the Dunes is holding its Wine by the Sea fundraising event, which is the biggest fundraiser. Is that right, Beth?
Yeah, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year.
And Beth Frink is here with us today to talk about this. And you're a staff member for Friends of the Dunes and Fund Development Director as well.
Yeah, it's been a great pleasure to get to work with them. They have such wonderful programs, and the reason that we are able to provide these programs is because we have these wonderful fundraisers. And Wine by the Sea, which is coming up on September 24th at the Humboldt Coastal Nature Center, is going to be featuring just a plethora of amazing things. I'd like to go over the list of wineries because this year is kind of crazy. So we have Flor de Luna, which is a newer winery in the area. So we're really excited to have them. And Humboldt Honey Wine is going to be there. And I remember maybe 7 months ago, there was a big fire there. And they're back and they're coming. And they're actually going to be featuring or serving wine at the event. And we're really excited to have them.
That's great.
Yeah. And we have Trinity River Vineyards, Frey Vineyards, Winnette Vineyards, Hardesty Cellars, and Bergeron Winery. So usually we only get to have a couple. This year we have a ton.
How come you can only have a couple?
You know, it's a lot to ask people to come in and serve a lot of wine. But this year, because last year was so successful, we've just had positive responses.
Uh-huh. Okay. And now, before we get into more of this, where can people get tickets?
Well, you can get tickets at Wildberries. You can get tickets at friendsofthedunes.org or at Tees Cafe North, which is the restaurant that used to be Crosswinds. Or you can get them on, you could come to the Nature Center and get them as well. And that's in Manila, the Humboldt Coastal Nature Center.
And that's where the event's being held.
That is. And if you haven't been there, it's a really interesting building. I know you have before, but it's this beautiful, older, like bunker-styled building that if you don't have a chance to come to the event, you should come out and check it out and do some walks on the trails.
Uh-huh. And if you can't come to the event, they can probably donate anyway, right?
Certainly, we are always taking donations, but I really recommend that people buy tickets for this event soon. We will sell out. We are featuring a couple different music options, too. We have the Spin Drifters, and we have Kingfoot. We also have Brett Schuler doing some delicious food featuring Humboldt grass-fed beef, Cypress Grove, Bett's Bakery, and the Tofu Shop. And we have a silent auction, and this year is pretty amazing because we have some pretty big ticket items. And one is a flight to Portland and a stay or a discount stay at the Caravan House Tiny Hotels. And there are these little pull behind trailers that are really beautifully decorated, and they're uniquely different, and you get to stay there, go to Portland, and we have a walking tour book.
So you get to stay in the trailer.
Yeah, and I mean it's a really nice trailer. Uh-huh. They're really beautiful, and that's one of our auction items. We also have tickets to local vendors like the NCRT, Ferndale Rep. We also have tickets to the DeYoung Museum and the San Francisco Ballet. And this year, we met this wonderful man who runs the Redwood Nomad Yurt business, and he's going to set up a traditional Mongolian yurt on site, and we're raffling off, or at the silent auction, rather, we have a rental for it for 2 days.
Back up. Okay, so he's going to set it up.
He's setting it up so you can go and you can see, and a traditional Mongolian yurt is just gorgeous. It's covered in this beautiful tapestry. You go inside and they're really beautiful painted. The window is eclectic. It's gorgeous. It's completely gorgeous. And you could rent it for out of town friends coming to visit, or mm-hmm. if you have like a wedding or an event. We're going to be raffling off a two-day rental.
So he comes to your house or wherever.
And he comes to the place and he sets it up, and he's been very generous in donating the rental.
Wow.
Yeah, we also actually have another really cool silent auction item where we have Baywood Golf Course and Country Club. They have a full 18-hole day where you can have multiple golf carts and the whole shindig that they offer. I'm not a golfer, but all the things that you want to do when you go golfing, they've donated that as well. So you can have some pretty great items if you come and check out our silent auction.
That one's for golfers for sure. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Right? The golfers, no, not so much me, but I know that they were really excited to donate it. So
oh, good.
We're very lucky and we're very thankful.
And again, I'm talking right now with Beth Frank about the Friends of the Dunes, who are holding Wine by the Sea. This is your biggest fundraiser. How much money do you think you want to raise?
Ideally,
A million?
$1 million. Ideally, I'd like to see 11,000 or more.
Okay.
That sounds like a lot, but we also spend quite a bit of money putting this together. That's not what we're taking away.
Right.
We have a wine pool, actually, at the event where there's roughly 100 bottles of wine where you can go and you pay for a ticket, and the ticket is correspondent with the bottle of wine, and every bottle of wine is $15 or more, and we have some bottles that are, you know, $80+.
Right.
And so it's really exciting to see if you can get a really nice bottle of wine, and that's a really fun way to go. We also have cigar boxes. Last year we had cigar boxes. There are these beautiful painted boxes that local artists paint, and you can do a silent auction for those as well. And they're very popular. We have a lot of the same artists, and we have some newer artists coming. So that's a great opportunity if you want to buy a gift for someone or if you want to treat yourself. It's very nice.
Wow, it sounds like you have a lot of different options for the auction, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces to this. You know, we're really thankful for all the help. We have so many wonderful, generous donors. You know, we have our sponsors, Eureka Natural Foods and Wildberries Marketplace. We have almost 60 volunteers helping us out. It's a really big deal, and it really does bring in the money that help us do what we do and provide money for our education and conservation programs.
And that's where it's all going back to.
Yeah, it's all going back to our kids and our community. So mm-hmm. when you come and you raise this money, we're working hard to make sure. I mean, I'm doing the fund development work, so I see the staff that are doing all the other stuff, and they're just working so hard to make sure that these programs are meeting the science standards or are available to people of all backgrounds. And, you know, they're doing a really good job reaching out to the community.
Excellent. This sounds great. And again, if people want to attend to help you raise the funds, they need to go online?
Yeah, please go to friendsofthedunes.org, or you can go to the Humboldt Coastal Nature Center or Wildberries Marketplace or Tees Cafe North. They're all selling tickets for us. And as I said before, the tickets are going to sell out. So please buy them now, because we don't want to disappoint and have you show up and have no tickets.
How many people can the center hold?
250.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we're actually only selling 200 because we have 50 with the vendors and the volunteers and the staff. So it's not a huge amount of people that get to come. But it feels really packed in that space because it's, you know, you're on the beach and it's beautiful. We have the outside and the inside, but it's a big party.
All right. Well, we're out of time.
Oh, real quick, can I?
Yes.
So we also are having a Pints for Nonprofits on September 21st at the Mad River Brewery. So hopefully people can come out and grab a beer. And I think it's $1 from every purchase goes to us.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming in, Beth.